Yeah, man. Hi. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I am your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. And Steve Grzanich is coming up with the opening bell at 5, followed by the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your Thursday morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text. You can also check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. And, of course, on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Nick D Show. facebook.com/Nick D Show. And we're going to be talking about, we got some food stories to talk about. And, by the way, Dan Long is filling in for Dan Shagrew. Morning, Dan. Where are you?
There we go. How's
there
that?
It is. Yeah, that's right. It. That's
now
it.
We're good. Now we're good to go.
You haven't worked in this studio in a while.
I know.
Do you work downstairs? Both your shows are downstairs?
Yeah, typically I'm always downstairs.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's downstairs but me.
Yeah. So I get a crash course like every couple months when I'm up here.
When you fill in. I do want to mention, and I took a picture of it and I posted it on my regular Facebook page, not the show page, my personal Facebook page. Did you notice this hip 70s/80s style comb that's on the floor?
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it because you posted it.
Yeah,
but
it's not yours, is it?
No. I do have one though.
But now, see, you have to understand that in when I went to high school, I went to high school between 1979 and 1983. That exact kind of comb, guys would walk around with sticking out of their back pocket of their jeans, and that was cool because we had to have that kind of comb. You know, it was like a goodie comb,
right?
With the handle. You had to have that kind of comb so that you can keep your hair feathered. You know, this was very important in 1981, 82. You had to have the part down the middle and the feathered hair.
You should put up lost and found things throughout the building.
Yeah, like whose comb is this?
Someone needs to feather their hair.
Somebody's hair is not being feathered, and I'm very concerned about the unfeathered hair.
Well, now, I do own one. Because I'm a guy and my hair's a little bit longer. I always have it tied back when I'm at work. But,
yeah.
You know, sometimes I like to wear hats and stuff. And I was told that you're supposed to, that's the best way to maintain, like, not screwed up looking long hair is, you know, kind of make it a little bit nicer if you go through it with one of those fat tooth combs that you found.
Yeah.
That's why I use mine. I don't feather.
But you don't carry it in your, do you carry it around in your back pocket?
No.
Yeah.
Braid your hair?
No.
Dan?
No.
Absolutely not. People
like
have
some Willie Nelson braids. Come on,
I did that once.
I've had offers before, but it's
I did it for a play. I had Willie Nelson because my hair. I used to have really really long hair for like down to the middle of my back long for many years. I had very long hair for many many years, like from 89 to around 98, 97.
Oh, wow.
For that long, I mean, my hair was just ridiculous. And every once in a while, I do let it grow.
I need pictures of this.
You've never seen the pictures of me with long hair?
No.
Seriously?
Are they on Facebook?
I would imagine so. I mean, I spent such a long... I had long hair for a long time, like really long hair. But I braided it. I went in for a part for a White Trash Wedding and a Funeral. And I had to play the matriarch of the family, and the guy who played the part, you know, was bald. He was an older looking guy. He was my age, but he was older. He lost his hair at a younger age, and we grayed him up, and he was a big, heavy, like big guy, like a 350-pound guy, and I'm like not, and I mean I'm fatter now, but this was like 20 years ago when I wasn't as fat as I am now, and so in order to make me look older, they were like, well, why don't we just turn you into Willie Nelson? And that was the only time my hair had ever been braided, the two braids. I had the two braids. But I had ex-girlfriends who would braid my hair all the time, you know, in private. It wasn't like you'd braid my hair and then we'd go out. But they would be like, oh, I love to play with your hair. I remember the first time I cut all my hair off. And how long have you had long hair? You've had long hair since I've known you.
Yeah, probably. I mean, when I started here... like 5 years ago, it was probably, I mean, it was kind of shaggy, but probably about 4 years because it took me a year to kind of grow it out a little bit.
Yeah. Is it the longest it's been?
No, but probably this time last year was the longest it's ever been.
Yeah. So do you just get it trimmed?
Yeah. I'm due for one kind of now, actually. Yeah. I'll get an inch or two taken off at a time.
Yeah. I went in to to, oh my God, Big Hair? Is that the place on Roscoe?
I don't think it's there anymore, but I know.
But you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Right in Roscoe Village, right by Damon and Roscoe and Damon.
Yes.
Okay. That's where I used to go to get my hair cut. And I went in and had like hair down to seriously the middle of my back. It was like, it was ridiculous. And I went in and I said, you know, I sit down in the chair and I said, she goes, "Do you just want to trim?" And I'm like, "No, I want to cut all of it off." And she's like, "I'm sorry, what?" And I was like, "Yeah, I want you to cut it all off. I want a short haircut, you know." And she's like, "I'm not going to do that." So she had somebody else cut my hair because she didn't want to do it. And so so she kept walking by going, "Oh, no, 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 don't do it," while the other girl was cutting my hair. And she braided my hair into the ponytail and then did the with the scissors, and like it was like 10 pounds left the back of my head. And she cut it off and then just threw the braid over my shoulder. And it was just kind of sitting there. And I'm like, "Oh, my God." And my ex-wife has the hair. My ex-wife still has the braid.
She still has it?
I think so. Maybe. I don't know. She probably threw it out. That was my first ex-wife.
I know a guy. I have a friend who used to have very long hair, and he, too, has kept the hair that he cut off. And he had it long like yours.
Yeah.
And he has kept it. And I find that frightening.
Well, I mean, you know, do you want to? They were like, "Do you want to take it home?" So they put it in a Ziploc. And I brought it home, and my first wife, who was very upset that I wanted to cut my hair off, she says, "Well, I'm keeping," and she had it. I don't know, and it, you know, when she moved out, it was gone. I mean, that was a long time ago. That was like in 1999. But when she moved out, it wasn't there anymore. I know that much. So she took it.
I mean, it's dead, right?
Yeah, but what I should have done instead of giving it to my ex-wife was give it to one of those charities where they make wigs for people who are going through chemo.
Yeah, they got all those charities. Yeah. Know, there's a couple of them now. You can do that.
Yeah,
you should grow your hair again, Nick.
I'm letting it. I actually haven't gotten a haircut in a while, and I might let it grow out. I haven't done it in a long time, but you know, like Dan can get away with it. He's like a hunky guy in his 20s.
Jeez.
And I'm
theater of the mind.
I'm like this pathetic guy in his 50s, so it'll be, you know, I'd look like a complete idiot with long hair.
You'd be like the Willie Nelson type.
Yeah. No. I'd be like sad ex-husband type with trying to recapture his youth. I did let it grow a few years ago. I did have it long. I'm trying to, I would say maybe 9 years ago. It was like 2007, 2008. It was long. And then I cut it all off again. But the thing was, I used to be one of these guys who was like, I so hated getting haircuts that I would get one like a year, if that. But yeah, you know, I can't believe you haven't seen a picture of me with long hair, Esmeralda.
I have not, and I'm trying, but for some reason Facebook isn't cooperating.
Yeah, I can send you a couple.
I just want to see this. I can't imagine you with very long hair.
I will. Hold on. I'm going to look on my phone right now, and I think I have one that I can send to you right now. I will message it to you right now. Let me see if I've got it. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you can actually. This is. All right. I don't know if you can actually see it. I'm going to send it to you right now. Where is the. Okay. All right. Esmeralda. Send. All right, it should be messaged to you right now.
Oh, there it is.
See it?
Let's see.
You see it?
Oh, yeah. Do you have a mustache as well?
It's a goatee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but that...
It's curly.
Yeah, it gets really curly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it gets really
curly.
That's
good.
So, that's what happens when I let my hair grow. It gets all curly and long. I mean, not like curly, like, you know...
It's wavy.
Like the guy from Great American Hero or the whatever.
Right. It's wavy.
Yeah. So. And that's not even, I mean, that was long there in that picture, but it got longer than that. I mean, like ridiculous. God. You look good with it, though, Dan. I look like a jackass.
Thank you.
Anyway, whoever's comb this is. On the floor. That was the whole point of this. There's a damn comb on the floor in here.
You haven't picked it up?
No, I'm not going to pick it up.
You're just going to hope they come back?
Or? Yeah. I took a picture of it, and I put it on my Facebook page. Anybody who's got, like, a 1979, 1981, 82, 83 style goody handle comb that they've lost while walking around in the studio that nobody uses except me.
Well, now everyone's going to come and try to claim it.
Well, everybody's going to think I do it. I use it. People are going to go like, DiGilio's the only one that uses his studio. Apparently he's been feathering his hair at 3 o'clock in the morning. Although it is odd, though, Dan, that this comb shows up on the first morning that you produced the show for me.
It's a weird coincidence.
The man with the long hair. All right. Hey, what? We have to break, and then we got some food stories we're going to get to. Oh, yeah. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah. Hi. Hey, I would like to take a moment here. It's Nick DiGilio. That's right. To thank a listener for sending me a really, really wonderful letter and a nice little package with a couple of cool things in it. And he's a bus driver, a school bus driver, and his name is Duncan. And he sent me a really, 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 really nice letter. He sent me a Cubs hat and a book. And I want to thank him for sending it, Duncan. And it was a really touching personal letter. It's one of those letters that you get every once in a while when you realize that that your job is important. And this gentleman, Duncan, has gone through some really rough times and went out of his way to send this letter and let me know how much this show means to him. And I just wanted to say thank you. And it means a lot to me that you listen to the show, and I'm glad I could help you through some really rough times. And that's one of the things that I don't take lightly about this show. In fact, I take it very seriously, especially about this show and especially about this time slot. As I've said before on the air, this is a very intimate time slot to be on. One of the reasons why I love doing this time slot. I mean, I was offered many times earlier time slots than this, a couple times at least in the past 3 years. And I always say I want to take this slot. It's an important one. You know, as I've said before, a lot of people are listening while they're in bed. Some people are listening because they can't sleep. If you're not working, then you're probably not able to sleep. And sometimes if you're not able to sleep, something bad is happening in your life or something upsetting or something that's keeping you awake. And sometimes it's important to have that connection with people and just to make them laugh, to cheer them up and make them laugh. And Duncan had some very, 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 very nice words about, the effect that this show has had on him. And I just wanted to say thank you, Duncan. It was a very sweet and great letter. And thank you for the gifts that you sent as well. And keep it going. So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you to Duncan. All right. Esmeralda, are you ready for another Taco Bell testing food unit thing?
Oh, boy.
Now, you know, we've talked about many times the wonders of Taco Bell.
Yeah.
And how we all acknowledge that Taco Bell is indeed not Mexican food. I'm not sure what Taco Bell is. It isn't Mexican food, but it's awesome. And you could eat for 3 months for $5. So that's one of the reasons I love Taco Bell. But anybody who thinks Taco Bell is Mexican food has never had Mexican food. That's very, very clear. But it rules, nonetheless. So are you ready for the new Taco Bell is testing the new Cheetos burrito?
Okay. What is it? I'm scared.
The Cheetos burrito is stuffed with beef, rice, nacho cheese, and Cheetos. The chain has tested out the Cheetos Crunchwrap Slider earlier this year in Canada. But this is the first time Cheetos are being used in its products in the U.S. Tests will start in mid-August in Cincinnati, and the burritos will cost $1. This is the second Cheetos and fast food combo of the summer. Earlier, Burger King launched the Mac and Cheetos dish. And in 2012, the taco chain debuted the Doritos Locos Tacos, another fast food and highly salty snack food mashup. Some nutrition experts have called foods like Cheetos hyperpalatable, with fat and salt content so intense that they short-circuit our brain's reward centers.
It seems a bit of a cop-out, because isn't it just sprinkled into the burrito?
But if it's...
like someone just opened a bag and just went, here's some...
Yeah, that's probably all it is. It's like it's a bunch of Cheetos thrown into a burrito.
I would hope for something a little more creative. At least the Doritos taco thing, at least the shell was a whole Dorito.
Right.
This is just lazy.
Well, I mean, what else are you going to
make a
burrito?
What
do you want them to do with the Cheetos then?
I don't know. They can. You know what I saw? Someone made chicken wings, and they crushed up the Cheetos
And breaded them.
Yep.
Okay. That's the only thing that you can do, though.
They could have done something.
Is crushed? The only thing that I would be able to do with like Cheetos, if I was like on Chopped, and one of my ingredients was Cheetos, and I had to use them in some way, it would go right to breading.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
I
would deep fry something, and it would, and the breading would be Cheetos.
They should give this to Chopped, and just tell them Mexican food. Cheetos.
I'm sure. I have no doubt in my mind that they probably did 5 episodes of Chopped dedicated to Cheetos. I have no question. That show's been on now for like 11 years, and it's on 10 nights a week, and there's only 7 nights in a week. Somehow it manages to be on 10 of 7 nights. Now, okay, here's the question, though, Esmeralda. Would you try that?
No.
How about you, Dan? Would you?
The Cheetos burrito?
Yeah.
I don't know. It does not sound appetizing to me, and I love burritos and Cheetos.
I'd eat it.
Something about the combo. I don't know if it's a...
I'd try it. I'd certainly try it. Now, whether I'd like it or not, that's a whole nother...
Yeah, that's true.
But all of that stuff, beef, rice, nacho cheese, Cheetos, that's all good.
I mean, it's good, but... Well, I'm not going to eat it just because they're just lazy about it. I need a little more creativity, Taco Bell.
Come on.
A little
more creativity. Oh, yeah, because you know how creative Taco Bell is.
I can just make my own burrito and sprinkle some Cheetos in there.
Taco Bell is essentially 4 different items. Every item is 4 different ingredients on the Taco Bell menu.
I mean, that's most Mexican food.
That's it. That's all it is. All right. Well, I don't know what the Cheetos Crunchwrap slider was, though.
A slider?
And that's what they said. Taco Bell tested out the Cheetos Crunchwrap slider, and that was in Canada.
So are they trying... Because Crunchwrap.
Well, the Crunchwrap...
Maybe it's little mini tortillas?
The Crunchwrap is like... My guess is the Crunchwrap is like a quesadilla.
Yeah, it's like that hexagon thing.
Right.
Oh, okay. Oh, and then they'd be little mini ones?
No, I think there'd be regular Cheetos. I think they would be...
But the Crunchwraps.
They're little sliders, yeah. They would probably be little, smaller ones.
I would eat those.
Yeah, but I think all it was, though, was it would be small Crunchwraps, but they wouldn't do anything creative with the Cheetos. I'm pretty sure they just threw Cheetos
in there again?
Yeah.
Although I would like to eat a tiny Crunchwrap. I like eating appetizers. I went to a thing tonight. It was an event thing, and they had, appetizer things.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love this. Little finger foods.
What was I just watching?
Mermaids?
No.
Watching mermaids?
I was not watching Why would I watch mermaids?
Because in it, she only cooks finger foods.
I don't remember that. Why would I remember that? I'm straight.
Because you love Cher.
I've only seen...
And a young Winona Ryder.
I've only
Ryder.
Seen mermaids once because I'm straight.
And an enchanting...
Who else is in that movie?
Christina Ricci.
Oh, Christina Ricci, that's right. And Winona Ryder.
And, oh, man. Who's the detective from Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Hoskins?
Yeah, he's in it, too.
Why don't I remember Bob Hoskins in Mermaids?
I don't know. He's the boyfriend.
Cher's boyfriend in that movie is Bob Hoskins?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. No, I don't doubt you. Like I said, I've only seen it once. The movie came out like 30 years ago. All right, well, I can't believe Bob Hoskins.
And it is. It is Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins. Oh, man. The precursor to him taking one of the Super Mario Brothers roles. All right, we got a break here. The news is coming up next. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5. I'm your overnight dude. It is a Thursday morning. And Steve Grzanich in the opening bell coming up at 5. Our phone number is 312-981-7200. And you can also text us at 312-981-7200 right here on WGN. So we're talking about some food stories. And Esmeralda will not eat a Cheetos dish that's not creative. Might as well just eat Cheetos. Yeah. Now, you remember the story when they first debuted the Doritos Locos Tacos? And the advertising campaign said that a guy drove 1,500 miles to get it.
Yeah, because it was in only
because it was only in this in test market, so he drove like 1,500 miles to go to get it, and you and I immediately were like, well, why didn't he get a, just kill two birds with one stone? There's a Taco Bell on the corner, and then there's a gas station across the street. So go to the gas station, get a bag of Doritos. Go to the Taco Bell, get a taco, and put them together.
Right.
Instead of driving 1,500 miles.
Yeah, they didn't make special Cheetos.
No.
It's like they're just
regular Doritos. It's a Dorito, and it's whatever the ingredients of a taco are at Taco Bell. You just put those together in your mouth, and that's essentially what you would do without driving 1,500 miles.
Yeah.
Idiot. So are you ready for some discontinued Dorito flavors?
What?
These are disco. These are disco Doritos. You eat them while ABBA plays.
There's more than just nacho cheese.
No, I mean, these are discontinued. So there's more than just because, you know, the ranch and there are other.
Oh, ones. That's right. There's ranch.
Cool Ranch, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it's called Cool Ranch. Am I right, Dan? Is it Cool Ranch?
Yep, Cool Ranch.
All right. How about these? You ready?
Yes.
See, now I would have loved this. Sour cream and onion Doritos. Because I love sour cream and onion. In fact, the Pringles that I have with me this morning.
Are sour cream and onion?
Are sour cream and onion.
Now, I mean, what is just because it's a tortilla chip?
It's a tortilla chip that has sour cream and onion powder all over it. During the 70s, Doritos introduced a sour cream and onion flavor. It was later discontinued in the early 80s, but brought back as a, quote, throwback flavor for a very limited time in 2013.
Throwback? Like, they're making it sound so vintage.
Yeah. Well, 70s to 2013, that's vintage.
Yeah.
Like the comb that's laying on the floor right over here.
You should put tape around it or something.
You remember when Kramer had the police tape?
No.
Kramer got a roll of police tape on Seinfeld. Uh-huh. And Dan, do you remember that episode?
Yeah.
Where Kramer is just like, he's putting police tape around everything. So they're having a conversation and he's in Jerry's kitchen or kitchenette, because Jerry doesn't really have a kitchen. It's a kitchenette. It's not really a kitchen. A proper kitchen. Anyway, so Kramer's, of course, like in the fridge, because he's always in the fridge.
Yeah.
Jerry turns around and he looks, and there's there's a busted egg on the floor. He dropped an egg on the floor, and he put police tape around it. So that's kind of like what we should do with this damn comb.
Yeah, you should put a little tape around it.
Oh, man. All right, how about this? Little combination with Cheetos. They went together with Cheetos. Chester's Cheese Doritos.
So
it's the
Dorito with Cheetos cheese.
The Cheetos powder that you get all over your fingers.
Yeah.
That on a Dorito. It's different than a nacho cheese flavored Dorito. It's a Cheetos flavored Dorito.
I guess so.
Oh, I'd eat it.
I mean, I would.
I'd eat it. They were only available for a short time, and it was in 1995.
Or if you just buy Cheetos and Doritos and then smush them together.
Well, they have those.
And eat them.
But they have those mixy things. Those little bags of mixed stuff.
With Doritos and Cheetos, though?
I think so.
Well, then it's never really gone away.
But it's not just a Dorito with the... See, now you're putting something down that's creative. They did something creative there with the Cheeto. They made a Cheeto powder for the Dorito to create an entirely new thing.
All right.
Anybody can sprinkle Cheeto, like you were saying earlier, just sprinkling Cheetos all over the place.
They should make a Dorito like a Cheeto, like a big puff. I don't know how they would do that.
If I'm not mistaken, they did They did something like that.
Out of a tortilla chip.
Something puffy. They did like, oh yeah, they were 3D Doritos. Maybe that's on here.
Oh, are they like bugles? Essentially bugles, right?
Yeah, it's exactly what it was, but it was like a burrito. Or there it is, 3D Doritos. It's mm-hmm. on the list. 3D Doritos. When 3D Doritos were born in the mid-90s, they were described as Doritos meet bugles.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
No.
They had a puff of air inside them, making them more round than traditional Doritos. 3D Doritos came in various flavors, such as jalapeno cheddar, nacho cheese, and zesty ranch. There was also a mini version that were sold in plastic cylinders like Pop Top, like Pringles.
Oh.
They were discontinued sometime in the early 2000s. They were later modified and re-released as Doritos Jacked 3D.
Wow. They're always so violent.
I know.
Aren't they?
I know.
High voltage.
Yeah, jacked.
All right, calm down.
Just a chip.
You're going to hurt me with these Cheetos.
All right. There you go. So that I liked those, the puffy 3D Doritos.
Do they have scoops? They should make a Dorito scoop.
A Dorito scoop?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you know what? You don't really dip Doritos because they're flavored.
There you go. It's a scoop. Now you can dip it with things.
Yeah, but I don't want that. I want a regular tortilla chip if I'm going to eat salsa.
Yeah, but you can do like, it's like potato chips. They do the sour cream.
Yeah.
Or the ranch or cheese.
You mean dressing? Like ranch or sauce or dipping stuff?
Yeah, you know, the kind that comes in the jar.
Right. Yeah, but that's different. It's a regular potato chip.
Yeah, but it still has...
No, I know. No, what I'm saying is when I eat salsa...
Well, you don't have to eat salsa just because it's a tortilla chip.
No, but
think outside the box.
Okay, I'm saying when I eat salsa, I don't want a flavored chip in the salsa. I want a regular tortilla chip.
Okay. Bean dip.
I love bean dip.
What about bean dip?
Regular tortilla chip. I don't want to dip Doritos.
You don't want more flavor explosion?
Well, that's when I get the jacked. That's when I go for jacked.
You know what I would do? You'd put, have you ever seen people put cheese in their...
In the bag?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
You could do that with a scoop.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
You'd squeeze cheese into each scoop.
Or you can just scoop the cheese with the scoop.
Well, yeah, but that's, you have to get a whole new container, and it's a whole thing.
Oh, you just want to, I just want to squirt the cheese inside the bags of scoops?
Yeah, but they would land all
in the
scoop.
Oh, you mean in each scoop?
Yes. How fancy would that be?
That would be so time-consuming.
Could you imagine someone offers that to you at a party?
That's like you know what I'm picturing
cheese
right now?
Cheese and Doritos?
Here's what I'm picturing right now. A factory that has a conveyor belt with just a line of scoops.
Oh,
going
yeah.
under the pump for the cheese.
There you go.
And then Lucy and
are having to eat them all.
Yeah. And Lucy, why can't I think of her name? Why can't I think of Lucy and
Ethel?
Ethel. God, I am old. All right. How about Jumpin' Jack Cheese?
Was there a cross promotion with?
It was no.
With the Stones.
No. 1990, Dorito introduced a new Jumpin' Jack Pepper Jack cheese flavored with a pre-Tonight Show Jay Leno on the commercials.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Rolitos.
All right.
Early 2000s, Doritos rolled their standard triangular chips into small tubes and called them Rolitos. Frito-Lay boasted that it was an easier way to eat Doritos with the same taste and flavor, just a louder crunch.
Easier?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, it's the same procedure. Stick hand in bag.
Yeah.
Grab chip, eat.
I guess you can, but I mean, I guess if it's rolled up, you can stick the entire thing in your mouth as opposed to like the big triangle that is a Dorito. I don't know. I'm just trying to make sense of this.
I think this is why they were discontinued. No one was into it.
How about this one? The late night all-nighter cheeseburger.
Oh, is that for us?
I guess. Doritos launched the late night all-nighter cheeseburger from the X13D flavor experiment. The chips tasted like a cheeseburger with a hint of pickle.
Hmm.
They also released late night tacos at midnight, and late night last call jalapeno popper flavors.
Do Do you think these actually taste like what they say?
No, they probably taste like crap.
No, because Lay's has a bunch.
Yeah, remember when they were testing out? Who brought it in?
They had the Greek.
Which were terrible.
Euro.
The Euro one. They had the Reuben.
Yeah. They had a garlic one.
Garlic aioli, I believe.
I liked that one.
That was the only one that I liked, too.
Yeah.
Somebody, I can't remember who brought them in. I think it was Jill Urchek was filling in.
The Euro one tasted not good.
No, it was terrible. It was terrible.
And that one was, I think, here.
Was it? Like, no, it wasn't Jill. I'm sorry, it wasn't Jill. It was Laura. It was Laura Vaughn.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Vaughn brought them in, and we tested them. We tested them on the air. That was, remember when they were voting on them?
Right.
It's about a year and a half ago or something, a couple of years ago. And she brought them in, and I was disgusted. I mean, I particularly was disgusted by the Euro one.
Yeah, and that was supposedly ours. It was Greek Town.
Yeah. Oh, was that Chicago?
Yeah.
Really?
Yep, that's what they gave us.
Oh.
The Euro.
I'm trying to remember what the other ones. Dan, can you look up what the other flavors were? Because there was the Reuben, which tasted like sauerkraut.
So is that good?
Well, the sauerkraut on a Reuben, but it didn't taste like a Reuben. It didn't taste like sauerkraut. I'm sorry. It just tasted like rye. All you could taste was rye.
Oh, no.
These were, what was the line called?
Lay's.
Yeah, it was Lay's.
They were like, they
were just potato chips.
They were potato chips, but they were testing out, they had a contest with the four final flavors.
Yeah.
And I can't remember which one won. I think it was the garlic aioli that won.
No, because you know what? I've seen the Greek one just recently.
Come on, Euros won?
Well, no, but I think they might have just been like, they all win. I know the garlic one was from California.
All I know is I was repulsed by, like, three of the four.
Yeah. We're not too big on the food chip flavors.
Who?
Here in the States. I was in the UK, and they had, like, roast chicken.
No, they do. I know. They've got a million.
When
I worked at Ginger's, they would fly them in. They would get the crisps in from overseas.
Man, they have
these crazy flavors.
Yeah, like savory meal type chips.
Oh, well, they have that here. They've got the beef chips and stuff.
No, but these are, like I said, roast chicken. Like, who's thinking?
No, I think they sell that stuff here. I don't think they're big sellers, but you can find that kind of crap.
Roast chicken. Yeah, but I think it was a big major brand that they sell them from.
Looks like they were Greek Town, which was the one you guys were talking about, New York Reuben, Southern Biscuits and Gravy.
Oh, God.
And Wavy West Coast Truffle Fries.
That's the one that was the best one. The biscuits and gravy was disgusting. It was disgusting.
I don't know if I had that one.
We had all four of them, and it was the only one that didn't make me want to vomit was the truffle one.
Well, that one seems a bit of a cop-out. Truffle fries. Fries are they're just thicker chips.
I know. That's why it was the only thing that wasn't gross.
Sounds a little easy, isn't
it? Yeah. All right. Okay, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll talk more about this food stuff, more Doritos flavors that you missed because they were jacked. Yeah, man. Morning, everybody. How you doing? Dick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and Thursday morning. I'll be back tomorrow morning for Fly Jams Friday, and Herb Weisbaum, our consumer dude, is going to join us. Dan Shagrew, my producer, is off until next Monday. He will be off again tomorrow, but the great Dan Long will become DJ Longfellow tomorrow for Fly Jams Friday. Dan Long will be filling in, and then I'm taking a little break, a little vacation next week. I'm kind of working the first couple of nights because I'm hosting a screening of Bad News Bears with Dan Epstein at the Music Box, 40th anniversary. And then Tuesday, I've got my RoboCop screening. And then over the weekend, I'll be running around like a lunatic at the Flashback Convention. So it's going to be crazy. But then I'm off for the rest of the week. So
right. Then you get to watch Carson when it's actually on.
Well, here's the thing, though. I'm going to have a backlog of Carson.
Oh, boy. Are you going to bring your pencil?
Because, the pencil stays home.
You have to leave it here?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have a pencil here. You get three when you...
Oh, so you have a home pencil?
I have a home pencil. I have two home pencils and one here.
Good.
But I'm going to have a backlog of Johnny Carson because I'm staying at the Flashback Friday, Saturday.
Right.
And, in fact, Thursday. So I'll have three to catch up on when I get back home on Sunday. Four, because there's one on Sunday. So I will have four Carsons to catch up
on. Busy.
And a big brother on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
This is my life. This is my social life. So, all right, are you ready for more Doritos?
Yes.
How about this one? The Quest. You remember The Quest?
No. Sounds intriguing.
In 2008, Doritos held another mystery chip contest called The Quest, where participants had to solve puzzles and gather clues to determine the identity of the new flavor. A few weeks later, Dorito announced the new flavor as Mountain Dew.
Oh, gross. How do you even translate that?
Which coincided with the soda's Dewmocracy flavors, which were Mountain Dew Supernova, which is grape, Mountain Dew Revolution, which is cotton candy, and Mountain Dew Voltage, which is raspberry.
I've never understood the whole Mountain Dew thing.
Oh, me neither. Me neither.
What is that?
What do you mean, what is it?
What is Mountain Dew?
It's sugar and caffeine, essentially.
Yeah, but what flavor?
Limey?
That's what bothers me about it.
I don't know what Mountain Dew is.
At least if I'm going to drink a soda, I want to know what flavor it is. May it be fake or not, but...
All I know is that I had a set designer at the factory who I worked with. It was a brilliant set designer and a set builder. All I know is the guy used to drink 2 liters of Mountain Dew constantly. Constantly. And he, because we would be there till 3-4 in the morning building sets. And he was the one, you know, like 4 o'clock in the morning, we're like, God, I gotta go. I really gotta go. All right, man, I'm just gonna stay a couple more hours and be fine.
I got my Mountain Dew.
No, that's it. He would just drink Mountain Dew. He was just running around with, you know, knives. Running around with hammers and saws and stuff.
Well, you don't know, maybe.
With his, gallon of Mountain Dew. He had two liters of Mountain Dew, like everywhere, strewn all over. Where's my Mountain Dew?
Well, it's the gamer's drink of choice.
No, it is. It's like the kids who want to get all hopped up on crazy juice. They drink the Mountain Dew. Now it's all this, you know, crazy monster crap.
Right.
The energy. I don't know how anybody can drink that nonsense.
Those give me the jitters.
No. Red Bull, all that stuff, I don't understand it.
Yeah, I get the shakes.
I can't. Well, I quit caffeine.
Yeah.
I haven't done caffeine.
Oh, my gosh, you would have like half a thimble. You would be just.
Well, I mean, this is what I'm saying. Do I need caffeine?
I don't think so, no.
No.
I think you're good.
No, I'm fine. I haven't had caffeine in 13 years.
Oh, my gosh.
13 years. No caffeine. I gave up caffeine and nicotine on the same day.
Okay.
Oh, I was a real pleasure to be around for about the first month. Oh, I was just a joy. I was a joy. I do not recommend. I recommend that people give up, smoking give up caffeine.
Mm.
You know, I think they're both good. God, I don't do anything anymore. I just eat and get fat now.
I mean, that's also a thing, so.
Yeah, well, all my vices have gone into eating now. Like, anything I did when I was a boozer, anything I did when I was a smoker and a caffeine drinker, I've just said, well, I'm just, like, I'll eat Doritos.
Give me some of them Mountain Dew Doritos.
That's right. Instead of drinking a half a bottle of Jameson a day, I'll go through 5 cans of Pringles. That's fine. But, no, yeah, it's not pleasant to do both at the same time.
No, what?
I didn't think,
hey, I'll do one week.
I think I wanted to
stop the other one.
I don't know. I have no idea why. I was going through a breakup and I was like, screw it, man.
Just cleaning house.
Yeah. Okay. Going through a breakup. Of course, I'd gone through a breakup every 6 months when I was dating. Well, it's not true. 8 months. How about roulette?
Flavor?
I guess. Hmm. After the success of their South African, Venezuelan, and Canadian markets, Doritos introduced a limited edition roulette package in the U.S. Each bag of Doritos roulette contained a handful of extra spicy chips in addition to the nacho cheese flavor. So, in other words, you're playing Russian roulette. You don't know if you're going to get a hot chip.
Yeah. Well, no, you will, because you're going to eat the whole bag.
No, but what I'm saying is, but you don't know what the chip is.
Right.
I mean, you'll eat the whole bag, but you don't know when you're going to get the hot chip.
When the spice.
Oh, that's
strike.
The hot one. Oh!
when spice will strike.
Do you ever hear of, do you know who Bob and Doug McKenzie are?
Yes.
From SCTV?
Mm-hmm.
Dan, you know SCTV, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Bob and
Rick
Doug.
Rick Moranis. Who's the other guy? Dave Thomas?
Dave Thomas, yeah. Rick Moranis. They made a great movie called Strange Brew, by the way. A great movie. Which, have you ever seen Strange Brew?
I have not.
It is phenomenal. It's hilarious. And it's Hamlet, by the way.
Okay.
It's Hamlet. You should check it out. It's phenomenal. But they have a they had a record album. Remember these things, record albums? They had a comedy album.
Mm-hmm.
One of the bits on it was called The Beer Hunter.
Okay.
And where they take a six-pack of beer and one can is shaken.
Oh, no.
Shaken up. And then you have to open the can next to your head.
Wow.
And the one, of course, that's been shaken up will explode all over your face.
Right.
And they called it The Beer Hunter, eh? Because in the, did you ever see The Deer Hunter?
Yeah. No.
But you know in The Deer Hunter they play Russian roulette, right?
Mao.
Yeah, yeah. Mao! That, okay, so in The Deer Hunter they've got the Russian roulette scene. So Bob and Doug called it, we're going to play the Beer Hunter, eh? and if I remember correctly, I believe it's Doug who gets the beer that was shaken. So you can play roulette with your Doritos. Some might be hot. It's amazing that these flavors that we've been discussing have been discontinued. Stunning.
I wonder if you can buy any on eBay. Someone's got to have a bag sitting around.
Bring those up. I bet they're nice and fresh.
$30.
$30 for some roulette Doritos. All right. Hey, Esmeralda, hey. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Fly Jams Friday.